Hello everyone. Tonight is Monday, August the 2nd, 2021. And the subject is, who should we follow? Who should we follow? In Hebrews 13:7, it says, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Also in Romans 4:12, it says, we are to walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. God intends us to follow someone. So he left faith steps for us in order to imitate or follow. God used good examples and he used bad examples. The good examples we need to follow and the bad examples we should avoid. That is why we have the lives of so many displayed for us in the Word of God. Here in Romans 4:1, we are told to walk in the steps of our father Abraham. Is it true? Which steps? Were these steps the ones that he went to Egypt in the famine, which was wrong? How about the steps when he took Hagar, because he couldn't wait any much longer? How about when he lied to Abimelech and said that Sarah was his sister? Are these the steps we are to follow? What steps are we to walk after? The word says not those steps that he did in the flesh, but the steps he took by faith. In the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, steps of faith, not steps of the flesh. We are tossed to and fro in life, trying to grope for stability and security, and sometimes we feel that we are losing ground and losing our grip on life's difficult choices. But we thank God that the Lord left us with clear directions on what to follow and who to follow in order to make a safe landing into eternity. How do we know if we are making the right choices and following precise directions? One, are we following the true doctrine? We are to follow true doctrine. In Hebrews 13:9, it says, be not carried about with various and strange doctrines or teachings. In Proverbs 4:2, it says, for I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. In Matthew 7:28, it says, people were astonished at his doctrine. And so, we see that also in John 7:15, Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. In Romans 6:17, it says, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. In Romans 16:17, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in order to deceive. In 1 Timothy 1:3 it says, charge some men that they teach no other doctrine. In 1 Timothy 1:6 it says, from which some have turned aside, contrary to sound doctrine. In 1 Timothy 4:15, it says, take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both have save yourself and then save those that hear you. In 1 Timothy 6:5, it says, from such withdraw yourself. And in 2 Thessalonians 3:14, it says, have no company with them. Therefore, follow those who teach true doctrine, as it says in 1 Timothy 5:17. Follow Christ when he said, follow me, as a guidance of the Holy Spirit. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. In Mark 10:21 it says, come, take your cross daily and follow me. Be ye therefore followers of God, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. They know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Follow those who follow Christ. So the first one was, we need to follow the Lord. The second one, follow Christ. And the third one is, follow those who follow Christ. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me, Paul said in Philippians 3:17. Paul says, brethren, be followers together of me, as you have us as an example. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 11:1 it says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Following the right path is a choice. God honors right choices. Always choose God's side and those who are on God's side. Your history is made by what choices you make. Our wrong choices will eventually destroy us. The right choice always bears the distinctive mark of God. The intelligent person is one who has learned God's word and has learned to choose wisely God's values that would give him a purpose in life to go his direction. A man of God wrote, I know that thou wilt all thy promises fulfill. Whatever may befall, 'twill not be for my ill. I know that thou wilt guide my bark through wind and tide, that with my voyage past I shall reach the port at last. Fear does not shake my heart, for thou my pilot art. Therefore, may all the days ahead be days of making right choices and following the godly footsteps of godly examples shown to us by the Lord. Amen.